Hi, welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm Chris Segura, and today I'm joined by Ramya. Ramya is a developer in our blockchain engineering team. And today Ramya is going to walk us through an example we actually did earlier in a previous episode of Block Talk, using Azure Key Vault and Azure Functions together. The previous episode was a Java description. Today we're doing it in Python, but there's an interesting change to what we're doing in this. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Chris. Yes. So in the earlier episode, you saw how you used Azure Serverless Functions for Java, and you put your Ethereum keys in the Azure Key Vault and access them to Serverless Functions. Now, an interesting thing, or the interesting change in this example, is that you can use the concept of service principles and associate your keys to the service principle and then submit Ethereum transactions in that way.
So in this case, so in the Java example, we didn't use a service principle, meaning if me and Chris had a set of keys and I left the company.
You took it with you.
I took the keys with me. So. Yeah. I kind of broke the previous example then if I leave, right?
Absolutely.
And in this case, if we're using a service principle, what's the difference between a service principle and me as an individual?
So the service principle is just, as the name says, it's tied to your service or to your instance. And it is not associated with any one particular individual. And so can be used by, let's say, if you have a company that's using the key vault or has access to that, you can then do access just through the service principle and not have to generate keys for every single person in your company.
Okay, got it. So it doesn't matter if I leave in this case if we use a service principle because the keys are tied to the service.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's jump in and look at your demo.
Okay. That sounds fun. And so let me show you where we have the examples all set up. And this is on our Azure samples page.
Got it. Okay.
And we have all the functions, you know. And in this sample, we show you how you can write Azure functions, serverless functions in Python, and use Key Vault and access Key Vault through them, right?
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Now, just like the previous one, these are simple, easy, straightforward steps to follow. And you will notice that the main difference here comes in when you have to create the Azure Active Directory service principle.
I see, perfect. Okay, so this is the piece that's actually creating the service principle, and this is really the big difference between, other than language, of course, the Python example that we're showing now and the Java example we showed earlier.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. And then the keys that you generate get tightened to the service principle, right? So now let's test the Azure function and see how it runs. I have all of the things set up so that let's do the function. All right, so I'm starting up the Azure function here, and then
so much isn't the same where creating or deploying this function, which is going to interact with Azure Key Vault.
Yes.
And then now you're going to create a transaction that forces that function to go to do something.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And when this function runs, it'll go fetch the, it'll go log in to the Key Vault as a service principal, get the secret, sign the transaction, submit it, and then here we
very
have.
Cool. You see, it was successful.
Yeah. And all of this,
That's a great demo, Ramya. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on Block Talk today. Please follow us on Twitter at MSFT Blockchain.
Thank you.